Welcome to Unit 3 of Professionalism, Customer Service, and the Health Environment. In this unit, we will be giving you an overview of relevant communication for those working in health information technology. Our learning objectives for this unit are to explain the purpose and goal of professional communication in order to increase your knowledge about this important aspect of the healthcare environment. To that end, we will describe what effective communication means so that you can understand what is expected of you as a healthcare IT worker. We will also discuss what ineffective communication means so that you can learn to avoid it. By identifying common roles in the healthcare arena, you will be better prepared to communicate effectively with your coworkers. And finally, we will describe disability etiquette's contribution to professional communication. Professional communication is intended to support effective teamwork and the execution of responsibilities by various professionals in a workplace. In healthcare, that means that professional communication supports good patient care and positive outcomes by allowing nurses, physicians, administrators, and allied health professionals to work together. Professional communication skills are an important part of your training and will be critical to your success as a health IT professional. Effective professional communication ensures that your message is delivered to the recipient and that it is understood. Moreover, your communication should result in both verbal and nonverbal feedback. As an example, if you are explaining to a person how to use a certain software program, verbal feedback might include them saying that they understand how to use it. Nonverbal feedback might be when they nod their head as you are explaining, to show that they understand what you are saying. In addition, professional communication always involves a pleasant tone and appropriate language. Your credibility as a professional is built in part on effective communication. Ineffective communication can have a serious and long-lasting negative impact. Ineffective communication does not result in an understanding of your message by the recipient. You may give an explanation, but the person you are talking to does not comprehend or understand what you're saying. If they stay silent and do not communicate their confusion, the communication is not two-way, and you do not get any feedback. Overly emotional, insensitive, or intimidating communication is also ineffective and can be damaging to your professional credibility. It can also negatively impact the reputation of your organization in the community. For example, if your supervisor comes in to talk with you and uses an angry tone, you are likely to be alarmed and may not hear or understand what is being said. On the other hand, if your supervisor uses an even tone and calm manner, you will be more able to hear what they are saying and will be more open to their feedback. The healthcare environment includes many professional roles and teams that need to work together to help patients and their families. As an IT professional, you are an essential part of the healthcare team and will often have to communicate directly with nurses, physicians, and other health professionals. Having an understanding of other professional roles will help you gain the skills you need to be an effective communicator and become a valuable part of the team. Among the roles in healthcare are administrators and support staff. While these professionals are not involved in hands-on patient care, their work ensures that the healthcare organization is run efficiently and that nurses and physicians have the resources they need to care for patients. Additionally, administrators and support staff are also responsible for ensuring that the organization is in compliance with local, state, federal, and other regulations that govern healthcare. Physicians are primarily responsible for leading the healthcare team and guiding patient care. With their specialized knowledge of medicine, physicians diagnose patients' illnesses, determine treatments, and engage in other work to resolve illness and injury in their patients. They also work with the patients on ways to prevent illness and disease. Nurses and other healthcare professionals work with physicians to carry out patient treatments and other physician orders. Nursing is the largest healthcare profession, and nurses are charged with the care of their patients. Among other responsibilities in the hospital setting, nurses provide hands-on patient care at the bedside. In addition, nurses are often the last safety check for orders like medication. Nurses are also responsible for assessing and managing the patient's condition during the course of their shifts and reporting to physicians on patient status. Nurses are also found in clinic and outpatient settings, where they are an important member of the healthcare team. The expansion of knowledge in medicine and dentistry created a greatly expanded need for many types of allied health personnel in areas such as critical care, diagnostic and therapeutic sciences, health services administration, nutrition sciences, occupational therapy, and physical therapy. These are known as allied health professionals. The majority of allied health professionals interact directly with patients, while others work behind the scene. Allied health professionals are valuable members of the healthcare team and provide support to the healthcare providers and to the patient in the form of taking X-rays, providing physical therapy for rehabilitation, and in the management and use of information technology. Patients depend on effective communications between the members of their healthcare team. Understanding their concerns and challenges is an important building block in your communication skills when you interact with them. Remember that they are often worried and possibly impaired in their ability to understand you. There are numerous regulatory agencies at both the state and federal level that license and approve organizations for patient care. These agencies include state licensing boards and the Joint Commission, both of which oversee hospital operations. These agencies often require regular reporting from healthcare organizations. In addition, those who pay for services, whether government agencies like CMS or other insurance carriers, also have information needs. Communication from you and your organization, such as reporting on patient care statistics, quality measures, or billing information, must be professional, timely, and thorough. These communications are typically in the form of highly structured reports and require a high degree of effective written and verbal communication skills. The general public will also see you and judge what you say about your organization outside the workplace. The need for effective professional communication does not end when you walk out the door. Complaining about your workplace to neighbors and friends could negatively impact their confidence in the care they may be receiving there, perhaps for a serious condition. Talking badly to others could also result in disciplinary action from your workplace if they deem it to be serious enough. Professional demeanor while interacting with others face-to-face includes things like how far you stand from someone, your body language, and your vocal tone and words. Making sure you don't invade someone's personal space is important to professional communication. Having positive body language, good posture, direct eye contact, and full concentration is important as well. Use a pleasant tone, avoid slang, and don't use offensive language. Inappropriate humor can detract from professional demeanor, as can inappropriate sharing of personal information. Remember that the healthcare environment is a very diverse place with people of varied ages, nationalities, religions, and cultural backgrounds. What may be a funny joke in one culture can be offensive in another. Also, what may seem to you to be appropriate personal sharing, such as family history or personal problems, may seem inappropriate to someone else. Be sensitive to how your communications might be perceived by others. Demeanor while interacting with others using email should also be professional. Use clear and concise language. Stay focused on the purpose of the communication. Avoid making jokes or sharing personal information. Always begin with appropriate greetings, such as Dr. Cole or Ms. Hillman. End each message with your name, title, and contact information to make it easier for people to reach you by phone if they need to. Demeanor while interacting with others over the phone blends the important points of face-to-face and email communications. Always maintain a professional tone and keep your language clear and concise. Avoid humor, jokes, and sharing of personal information. When leaving a voicemail message, be brief and leave your contact information to enable the person to reach you easily. Speak slowly and clearly and repeat your phone number. The healthcare workplace is increasingly diverse and includes those who have differing physical and communication abilities. Understanding disability etiquette can help you interact comfortably and effectively with your colleagues who may use mobility aids, like wheelchairs, or who may use interpreters to communicate because of hearing or speech impairments. Interacting with others will include interacting with people who use mobility aids like wheelchairs or people who have physical challenges. Appropriate and respectful demeanor includes things like sitting to talk to a person in a wheelchair rather than standing. It also includes shaking an elbow or prosthesis when offered by someone who has physical challenges. Remember to treat all members of the organization as respected professionals, regardless of differences. In addition to physical differences, you may also work with people who have speech and hearing impairments. People with hearing impairments may be trained to read lips, so remember to face towards the person and speak normally. If someone is using an interpreter, face and speak to the person rather than the interpreter. Also, if someone has a speech impairment, don't hesitate to ask him or her to repeat what is said if you don't understand. In summary, communication skills are one of the building blocks of a successful professional career. Without these skills, your coworkers will not see you as a professional. Having a clear understanding of the other professional roles in your organization will be important to your communication skills. Part of a professional communication skill set is understanding disability etiquette. Disability etiquette allows you to communicate with all those in your work environment respectfully and effectively. It also contributes to a healthy workplace.